are listening to The Recovered Therapist, brought to you by FreshOutOfPlans.com. I'm Jeannie Griffin, and I'll be your host. Instead of focusing on labels, diagnoses, and psychobabble, we keep things honest, simple, and hopeful so that you can grow personally and spiritually. Thank you for joining me. All right, let's talk about fatigue. It can be emotional fatigue, physical fatigue, but just feeling really tired. And let's apply that to the three-pillar method of Fresh Out of Plans. So my problem, so to speak, the thing I recognize can be fatigue. And then if I apply the solution of the three pillars, number one is untangle the mind. Number two is experience the invisible. And number three is connect with community. So, first thing I do is recognize, okay, what's going on with me? What's going on with me? Oh, I'm tired. Maybe you didn't sleep well. Maybe you stayed up too late. Maybe, like I am, you have two cats who take over the bed. Or maybe you have dogs that decide the bed is yours. Or theirs, and you get 1/4 inch. Whatever it is, you wake up and you don't feel ready to go. So the first thing is you apply, what is going on in my head? What is my subconscious telling me? And it may be things like, and don't judge it, just be a detective and say, what's going on in my head? So it might be, wow, I'll never get through the day. Or, this is going to be a really long day. I'm going to get a new bed. I needed more sleep than this. I needed a better night's sleep than this. I've been doing too much. And then you can, identify the victim by thoughts like, they wanted too much from me. I wasn't going to do that, but they insisted I do that. Whatever. But you identify what are these negative thoughts that you are carrying around. And it may be the obvious negative ones, like I was just saying, but it could be things like, gosh, I'll never get enough rest. The absolutes, I'll never this, I'll always this. And so just write those down, recognize, oh, they're in my head. And then ask yourself, what are the top three that's going on right this minute, or the top one? And when you identify it like, oh, it's going to be a horrible day, I'm going to never get through the day, you identify that and you cancel it. You say, cancel, cancel, cancel. And you substitute something else with it. Like using affirmations that I love to use from Florence Shen or any of the metaphysical writers that do affirmations. My body is a body fueled by the divine. My body is in perfect health. My body is a great treasure that I am allowed to use while I'm on earth at this time. Make yours up. If you want to, look it up online. But you counteract those feelings, those thoughts. And then you ask, what are the feelings? And it might be you're snappy, you're on edge, you need to fuel your body, but you don't feel like eating. And so you substitute and cancel that. Cancel, cancel. I need fuel for my body. I will take the time. I have plenty of time to eat a piece of protein this morning. I have all the time in the world to relax and get myself ready to go out the door. You counteract the negative thinking, because that's what's blocking you. And without realizing it, you are sending those vibes into the universe. And boy, that's what you're going to experience. Okay. And then experience the invisible. What I mean by that is, what are your spiritual practices that connect you to the mystery, to God, to the divine, to the infinite creator, to whatever it is that you identify with that is bigger than you are and mystical, unexplainable? So how do I connect with this entity, this spirit, this energy? What do I do that connects me? Now, it may be something as simple as sitting there for 30 seconds, 15 seconds, and breathing in and out. It may be, if the weather permits, to go outside for a minute and walk on the earth barefooted so that you connect to the rhythm of the earth, to Mother Energy. Your body has created a thing that will dissipate and disappear and go back into the earth. So we are connected to the earth. Ask Mother Nature to take the fatigue out of your body and send it in to her body, the earth, to transmute. And as you breathe back in, you breathe in new life. Because as Mother Earth can teach us, no matter what we've done to it, she always wins. She always wins. Another practice you might do to connect with spirituality, I always suggest going outside and connecting with the earth, breathing, doing short breathing exercises. Another one that you wouldn't think is a spiritual practice, but it really is. And right now, I want you to notice, where are your shoulders? Are they up near your ears? Drop them. Just relax in your body. And you, with us all hunching over computers, it's amazing how much we go around all hunched over and our shoulders up next to our ears. Drop them, okay? You wouldn't necessarily think that's a spiritual practice, but anything that gets you connected to the divine is a spiritual practice. Now, it might be as commonplace and as traditional as a prayer, you know, and a mantra. I love one that says, do for me what I cannot do for myself right here and right now. And that might be simply as, you know, I just don't think I can carry myself through the day because I'm so tired. But I know that this divine, invisible mystery can. Now, that may be one entity that you think of, God in the traditional sense, or the Holy Spirit, or it can be your angels, your guides, your spirit guides, your ancestors that have passed on or that are on the invisible plane. And then that moves us into connect with community. The community supports us and sustains us so that we can catch our breath and get connected to the divine. So it might mean call somebody. Now, I don't mean to call somebody and rant and rave and be a victim, but you can say, I'm not in a good place. I'm exhausted. So I just need to say that out loud and then cancel, cancel, cancel. I am filled with vibrance and life today. And your partner in the conversation might be able to say something of encouragement, or I'll take some of that fatigue from you today because I'm had a wonderful night's sleep and I'm buoyed up. So there's a practice that I use with some clients called bitching buddies, and there's a certain protocol or process. And so you're allowed to say 3 minutes, you're allowed to just bitch and gripe about everything you want to gripe about. And then your partner has to say, okay, time is up. And then you move into gratitude. Gratitude, because I don't care how awful the world looks and 1 minute, there is something that you can be grateful for. So find that. And maybe the partner will even remind you, don't hang out in the past. Don't hang out in the future. You know, if we get out in the future, we scare ourselves to death. And then if we're way in the past, we're refashioning history and beating ourselves up for something we wish we had done or we wish we hadn't done. And that's futile. That's futile. So it doesn't have to be a long process or even as long as this recording is. It can be very simple. What is the thought? I've got to untangle my mind. And that includes feelings or behaviors that are getting you in trouble or standing in the way. And then how do I connect with the divine? And while I'm making my invisible and mysterious mystical connection, I reach out and connect with community, which I call God with skin on. And that can be done in a very short amount of time. And believe me, when you rearrange your thinking, your feelings then get rearranged, and your actions, your world in real time gets changed. I hope that helps, and next time we'll talk about a different topic and apply those three pillar process of untangle the mind, connect with community, and practice the spiritual practice of connecting with the invisible. Thank you for listening to The Recovered Therapist, where we keep topics honest, simple, and hopeful. I love you. There's not a damn thing you can do about it. Until next time.